Welcome back to HN Pod, your daily deep dive into the top stories from Hacker News. I am Sarah.
And I am Mike. Today is Tuesday, April 28th, 2026, which means we are looking back at the biggest stories from yesterday, April 27th. This is episode 379, and we have a really packed show for you today.
We really do. We are going to be talking about a massive shakeup in the AI world as Microsoft and OpenAI end their exclusive deal. We also have GitHub Copilot moving to usage-based billing, a terrifying 4 terabyte leak of voice data from AI contractors, the sad end of the road for a beloved open-source Postgres tool, and finally, we will discuss why people are literally staring at walls to get their focus back.
Let us kick things off with the biggest industry news. Microsoft and OpenAI are ending their exclusive and revenue-sharing deal. This was reported by Bloomberg, and it shot straight to the top of Hacker News with almost 800 points.
Yeah, this is a huge pivot. For years, Microsoft and OpenAI have been joined at the hip, but as the article notes, they are moving into a new phase of their partnership. Microsoft is going to stop sharing revenue with OpenAI, and crucially, the exclusivity is gone.
The comments on Hacker News immediately started reading the tea leaves on what this means for the hardware landscape. A user named Thong Hai Mai pointed out that the biggest winner here might actually be Google. Until now, OpenAI was basically the only frontier AI lab not using Google's TPUs, strictly because of this exclusive Microsoft deal. With Google launching their Gen 8 TPU this month, it is highly likely OpenAI is going to start shopping around for compute.
And they desperately need it. Most labs need way more compute than they can get their hands on. But the discussion took a really interesting turn when people asked why AMD is not picking up more of the slack.
Oh man, the comments about AMD were brutal. Someone pulled up a newsletter from SemiAnalysis highlighting how far behind AMD is on the software side. The hardware is there, but the out-of-the-box experience for training on AMD chips is apparently riddled with bugs. One lab had to get a giant 60-command Docker file handcrafted by an AMD principal engineer just to get things to a usable state.
Right. The general consensus is that NVIDIA's CUDA mode is still incredibly deep. For inference, AMD is making strides, but for training frontier models, it is just too high risk to tank your multi-million dollar training run on buggy software.
There was also a fascinating debate in that thread about local versus cloud models. Someone did the math suggesting that in 2 years, open source models running on a MacBook Pro will match today's frontier cloud models. But another user shut that down pretty quickly, pointing out that an Opus 4.7 or GPT 5.5 class model is around 5 trillion parameters. To run an 8-bit quantized version of that, you need roughly 5 terabytes of RAM. Today, that is about 18 NVIDIA B300s, which costs almost $1 million. So running that on your laptop is still a long way off.
Speaking of the rising cost of AI, our second story is perfectly related. GitHub Copilot is officially moving to usage-based billing starting June 1st.
Yeah, the days of unlimited agentic coding for 10 bucks a month are coming to an end. GitHub announced that Copilot has evolved from a simple and editor autocomplete into an agentic platform that can run long, multi-step coding sessions. And because of the massive compute inference demands, the flat rate premium request model just is not sustainable for them anymore.
So the base plan pricing stays the same. Copilot Pro is still $10 a month. But instead of unlimited premium requests, you get an allotment of AI credits. Standard code completions will not consume credits. But if you are doing heavy agentic tasks, you are going to burn through your tokens and have to buy more.
The Hacker News crowd was pretty cynical about this, as you might expect. One user pointed out that GitHub's API pricing for these overages is exactly the same as just going directly to the model providers. So why pay a $10 subscription just to be forced into a usage cop? Some people are already talking about downgrading and just using OpenRouter to plug into open models.
But the real insight in the comments was about why Microsoft and GitHub can get away with this. It all comes down to enterprise sales. As several commenters who work in corporate environments pointed out, Microsoft is the default answer for large corporations. They already have the data governance agreements, the compliance documents, and the pre-cleared legal frameworks.
Exactly. One commenter said that trying to use another provider like Anthropic in a big regulated company would be a 1-year endeavor minimum, just to get through legal. So these big companies will just swallow the usage-based billing because it is already approved. It is a classic enterprise lock-in strategy.
It makes total sense, even if it is frustrating for individual developers. But let us move on to a story that is honestly pretty scary. A security firm called Oravis reported that 4 terabytes of voice samples were just stolen from 40,000 AI contractors at a company called Mercor.
This is a nightmare scenario for identity theft. These were not just random audio clips.
These contractors were hired to read scripted prompts in quiet rooms to train AI models. So the attackers got 2 to 5 minutes of studio clean speech per person. And because of the onboarding process, those voice recordings were bundled in the same database row as the contractor's government-issued ID and a webcam selfie.
It is the ultimate deepfake starter kit. The article points out that off-the-shelf voice cloning only needs about 15 seconds of clean audio nowadays. With 5 minutes of audio, plus a driver's license, attackers can bypass bank voice verification, call HR to redirect payroll, or pull off incredibly convincing grandparent scams.
The Hacker News comments were a mix of horror and dark irony. A lot of people pointed out the absurdity of the security firm, Orovis, offering a free forensic check for victims. To see if your voice is being misused, they want you to upload 3 suspect samples to their platform. So the solution to an AI company losing your voice data is to give your voice to another AI company.
Yeah, you really cannot make that up. But a deeper point raised in the comments is that we are finally learning the hard way that biometrics are not passwords. A user named Sod92 nailed it when they said, "You cannot rotate your voice. If a password leaks, you change it. If your voice print leaks, it is compromised for the rest of your life."
Another commenter pointed out that voices were never strong security factors to begin with. They're not like fingerprints. Human voices share a lot of evolutionary traits, and the unique parameters are actually pretty thin. That is why AI can clone them so easily. The consensus on Hacker News is that if your bank still uses your voice as a security factor, you need to call them today and opt out. It's just not safe anymore.
It is definitely a wake-up call. All right, let us shift gears to the open source world. We have a bittersweet story today. PG Backrest, which is a very popular, reliable Postgres backup and restore tool, is no longer being maintained.
The author, who has been working on this as a passion project for 13 years, posted a notice on GitHub. Basically, after Crunchy Data was sold, he lost his corporate sponsorship. He has been looking for a position to let him continue the work, but could not find one, and trying to get direct sponsorship just fell short of what he needs to make a living.
It is such a familiar and sad story in the open source community. He noted that maintaining a project like this takes a massive amount of time for bug fixes, PR reviews, and answering issues, let alone writing new features. So rather than do it poorly, he decided to do a hard stop and archive the repository.
The Hacker News thread turned into a deep discussion about the broken economics of open source. A lot of people were wishing for better licensing models. One user suggested tiered pricing based on a company's annual revenue. Free for individuals, but thousands of dollars for companies making over $10 million a year.
But then the corporate developers chimed in and explained why that is so hard in practice. A user named Topham explained the procurement nightmare. Even if a developer has a budget, buying a license from a solo maintainer is incredibly difficult. Corporate finance departments want to know who is providing the support contract, what the indemnity insurance looks like, and if the supplier is registered for corporate taxes.
Right. It is not malicious. It is just big companies trying to prevent fraud, but it creates a massive obstacle to funding solo open source maintainers. Someone also made an interesting point about AI's impact here. They suggested that because AI coding assistants are pushing developers to work faster and hit tighter deadlines, people have less free time and mental energy to contribute to open source on the weekends. It is just a tough environment right now for passion projects.
It really is. We wish the author of PG Backrest the best. 13 years is an incredible run for any project. Let us wrap up today with something a bit more philosophical. There was a blog post by Alex Selimov that got a lot of traction called Men Who Stare at Walls.
I loved this one. Alex writes about hitting that midday wall where your brain fog rolls in, your motivation tanks, and you just want to reach for more coffee or start doom scrolling. He cites a study saying we are exposed to something like 87 gigabytes of data every single day now. We're just drowning in information.
So his solution, which he got from a video by Simple Lucas, is to literally sit and stare at a blank wall for 5 to 10 minutes. No screens, no music, no podcasts, just trying to think of nothing and letting your eyes go out of focus to activate the parasympathetic nervous system.
And he admits it is incredibly hard to do. Sitting in silence with your own thoughts feels like a workout for your brain, but he says it completely resets his focus and productivity.
The Hacker News comments were so insightful on this. A user named H. Gomersall said that the biggest problem with smartphones is not that they steal your attention, it is that they steal your disattention.
we have lost those unstructured moments of downtime where your mind just wanders.
Yes, the scientific term people brought up is the default mode network. When you are not actively focusing on a task, your brain does background processing, and that is where creativity and stress relief happen. Someone quoted the philosopher Blaise Pascal, who said, "All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone."
That quote hits a little too hard today. People also talked about how we have framed boredom as a negative thing, when really, boredom is a tool. One commenter recommended a book called Non-Things, which is all about making an effort to not pick up your phone and just exist in the physical world for a bit.
It is a great reminder. Maybe after this podcast is over, we should all just go stare at a wall for 5 minutes.
I think I will actually do that. Well, that is all we have for today's episode of HN Pod. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and diving into the best of Hacker News.
We will be back tomorrow with more top stories, more comments, and more context. Until then, keep building, stay secure, and maybe give your brain a break today. See you next time.